This is Fresh Air. Natalie Maines, who's best known as part of the trio The Dixie Chicks, has released her first solo album. It's called Mother. She's kept a low profile since a controversy erupted over the remark she made at a 2003 concert criticizing then-President George W. Bush. Maines' new album moves beyond country music to include pop, rock, and a cover of the Pink Floyd song that is also the album's title. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song?
Natalie Maines doesn't hesitate to make audacious moves, and wresting away Roger Waters' hymn to oppressive maternal authority figures from Pink Floyd is the biggest one on this album, Mother. Maines takes the mother from Pink Floyd's The Wall and deconstructs it, emotional brick by emotional brick.
Ooh, mother, should I build a wall?
She rebuilds the melody and radically alters the vocal intonation of the lyrics to render it resilient enough to accommodate new interpretations. Mother becomes a plea for understanding, to come to terms with difficult relationships through love and trust, which, among other things, could be heard as Maine's attempt to reach out to Dixie Chicks fans, both present and former, loyal and hostile. That's Natalie Maines remaking yet another man's song, Eddie Vedder's Without You, and turbocharging it with pop rock fuel. Her voice is surgingly strong. By the time she hits the chorus, you realize how much you've missed the kind of shrewdly pushy music Maines made with the Dixie Chicks. At the same time, you're hearing her voice in a new context. The rock edge is especially appealing. Maines may have approached a song such as Silver Bell as a release of pent-up energy, frustration, or even anger, but it results in a controlled pleasure.
Silver Bell, Silver Bell, yeah, that's the name of the old motel. We were traveling, and then you fell down on the bed at the Silver Bell.
Natalie Maines remarked from a London stage in 2003 that the Dixie Chicks were, quote, ashamed the President of the United States is from Texas. She was criticizing Iraq war policy that would earn her instant condemnation and worse, even as her take on that war would eventually become majority consensus. No matter, what she and her groupmates felt in immediate response wasn't just an overreaction from a segment of the country music audience. It was also the cowardice of a music industry running scared from blunt political ideas in a perilous industry economy. There's a tendency, therefore, to hear every song on this album as some sort of response to Maines' life-altering remark and her subsequent public retreat. It lurks here and there, to be sure, but after the first few listens, this album Mother becomes the work of a mother, wife, feminist, teammate, and solo artist taking her place in the public square once again, making stubbornness sound like a kind of freedom.
I could take a little hint from you, and I'd run away.
too bad that the most vulnerable elements of this collection derive from Natalie Maines' closest collaborator on it, Ben Harper, who co-produced the album with her and who wrote or co-wrote its two weakest songs, Vain in Vain and Trained. But look at everything else Maines has accomplished here. She's made a flinty album covering all sorts of songs, including one that even inserts a backbone into a limp Jeff Buckley composition. While it's unlikely that this assiduously eclectic album will find an audience as large as she did with the Dixie Chicks, Natalie Maines has made a recording roiling with a well-rested, restless urgency that's capable of thrilling anyone with the good sense to seek it out.
Ken Tucker reviewed Natalie Maines' new album, Mother. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
Looking out the door, I see the rain fall on the funeral mourners. Parading in a wake of sad relations as the shoes fill up with water.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. From the Pew Charitable Trusts, exploring how changes to federal spending and taxes affect the states at pewtrusts.org. And from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.
How angry am I? You don't want to know. Nobody wants to know. That's the opening lines of Claire Massoud's new novel, The Woman Upstairs. It's about a single woman who hasn't fulfilled her dream of being an artist and a mother. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Massoud, who also wrote the bestseller, The Emperor's Children. Join us.